The Boys and the Frogs. In the back garden, behind a family home, a small pond glinted softly in the afternoon light. To the family who lived there, it was a peaceful spot to pause. To the creatures who lived there, it was home. Hidden among the lily pads lived a lively community of green frogs. They spent their days sunning themselves on broad leaves, croaking cheerful conversations, and diving under the water whenever the neighbour's cat padded too close to the fence. One bright afternoon in spring, two boys, Madison and Leo, wandered into the garden, looking for something fun to do. When they reached the pond, they had an idea.
"Bet I can make a bigger splash than you," Leo said, picking up a smooth pebble from nearby.
Madison grinned and grabbed one too.
"You're on!"
Soon, the two were tossing pebbles into the pond. Plunk, plunk, plop! Each splash sent ripples racing across the water, and down below, the frogs scrambled for safety. Old Mr. Briar, the biggest frog in the pond, let out a startled croak as he dove beneath a lily pad.
"Good grief!" he spluttered. "What's the meaning of this?"
A tiny froglet named Fern trembled beside him.
"Are the big humans cross with us? Did we do something wrong?"
Mr. Briar shook his head.
"No, child. They simply don't realise how frightening this is. To them, it's a game. To us, it feels like the sky is falling."
Just then, Dad, who'd been doing some gardening nearby, turned around to the sound of the splashes.
"Hello, you two," he said warmly. "That looks like fun, but could you stop for a moment?"
Madison and Leo froze, pebbles still in hand. Dad knelt beside them and pointed to the pond.
"Do you see those little heads poking out? Those are frogs. This pond isn't just decoration, it's their home."
The children peered closer. Sure enough, a cluster of nervous green faces peeped from between the lily pads.
"We didn't know we were scaring them," Leo said quietly.
"I know," said Dad kindly.
"When you're big, splashing stones feels like nothing. But if you're a frog, each one feels like danger. If you want to help them instead, you could try spotting how many are hiding in the pond. That's a game that they won't mind at all."
Madison brightened.
"Like a frog spotting challenge?"
"Exactly," Dad smiled.
He returned to his roses, and the children bent over the edge of the pond, counting the tiny frogs as they hopped from pad to pad. Down below, Mr. Briar peeked up and croaked approvingly.
"Much better,"
Fern beamed.
"I think they've learned."
From then on, Madison and Leo visited the pond often, not to throw stones, but to crouch quietly by the edge, naming the frogs, watching their elegant leaps, and learning the gentle joy of respecting nature.